Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud. The previous Mishnah discussed Maaser Sheni, produce that became tameh, and when it can be redeemed. That it could be redeemed onto money, and where you have to eat the fruit. Mishnah Yud discusses produce that was purchased with Maaser Sheni money that became tameh. So not the actual originally grown Maaser Sheni produce, but produce that was purchased with Maaser Sheni money. Halakuach because of Maaser Sheni shenitma, food that was bought with Maaser Sheni money that became tamei. Yipada, the Tanakhama holds that it could be redeemed, and he'll just put the Maaser Sheni back on money. Rabbi Yehuda says yikaver, it has to be buried. Rabbi Yehuda holds that once the produce was purchased once already with Maaser Sheni money, you can no longer go back and put the Maaser Sheni back onto the money. It's going to stay on this produce, and this produce is tummy, so he cannot eat it, and it's going to have to be buried. And the Chachamim had a discussion with Rabbi Yehuda about this. Amar lei Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Uma em Maaser Sheni atzma yishenitma harei hunifta, just like Maaser Sheni itself, the actual original Maaser Sheni produce, that if it became tummy, you're able to redeem it, like we discussed in the previous Mishnah. Halakuach b'kesef Maaser Sheni shenitma ein edin sheipada. Surely produce that's purchased with Maaser Sheni money, so it's not actually the originally grown Maaser Sheni, it should surely be more lenient, and it should at least have the equal standard that you're able to redeem it if it gets tummy. Amar lahem, Rabbi Yehuda said back to them, like, nope, that's not the case. Im amartem b'Maaser Sheni atzmai, just because we say by Maaser Sheni itself, the original Maaser Sheni produce, that it could be redeemed once it became tamei, it's because we find other leniencies by the original Maaser Sheni. Shekinu nifte b'tahar b'richik makam, because it can be redeemed while it's tahar out b'richik makam, outside of Yerushalayim. Before it comes into Yerushalayim, you can redeem the original Maaser Sheni produce onto money. That's the standard redeeming. So taimru b'lakuach b'kasef, as opposed to produce that's purchased b'lakuach b'kesef meiser, as opposed to produce that's purchased with Maaser Sheni money, she'ene nifta b'tar b'richak makam, that you can't transfer the Maaser Sheni onto money outside Yerushalayim, which means that if one took Maaser Sheni money outside Yerushalayim and bought produce b'mezid, he did it intentionally, he's not supposed to, he's only supposed to buy produce inside Yerushalayim. But if he did intentionally outside Yerushalayim, it's binding. The produce becomes Maaser Sheni, and it can never be redeemed. He has to take that produce up to Yerushalayim. So we see a stringency in the produce purchased with Maaser Sheni money over that of the original Maaser Sheni produce itself. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda stands with his psak that once the produce purchased with Maaser Sheni money becomes tameh, it can no longer be redeemed and has to be buried. Mishnah Yudav. Tzvi shalakhei b'kesef meiser umeis. A deer that was purchased with Maaser Sheni money, and then it died before they were able to shecht it, and it can't be eaten by people. However, normally it would be able to be fed by to animals. You can give it to the dogs. But as Maaser Sheni, it has a kedusha, and it can't be eaten by animals. And it would need to be redeemed before feeding it to the animals. So the Tanakhama holds that what should you do with this deer that died, that you purchased with Maaser Sheni money? You cover al yidei ayra, you have to bury it together with its skin, even with the leathers, you have to bury the whole thing. And there's nothing to do, there's no hope. You can't redeem it, and therefore you can't feed it to the animals. Why not? The Tanakhama holds that we don't redeem something, redeem Maaser Sheni food just for the purpose of feeding it to the animals. That's not a sufficient reason to be able to redeem the Maaser Sheni. Reb Shimon Aimer Yipader. Reb Shimon says you are allowed to redeem it, and he holds that we do redeem it just to allow it not to go to waste, and that it should be able to be fed to animals, and then he takes the money and treats it as Maaser Sheni. The next case, two more cases about a deer that was purchased. Lakhay Chai, if he purchased the deer while it was alive, Ushachte, and then he slaughtered it, so now it's kosher meat. V'nitma, and then it became tummy. So here there's a machlekes, the Tanakhama holds yipada. it can be redeemed, and it's similar to that of original produce Meiser Sheni that's allowed to be redeemed after it becomes tummy. Rabbi Yossi says, you cover, it has to be buried, and this that was purchased with Meiser Sheni money, it cannot be redeemed anymore, and there's no hope, you have to bury it. Third case is Lachai Shachut, if he purchased it after it was already slaughtered. So he's basically just purchasing kosher slaughtered meat with the Meiser Sheni money. V'nitma, and it became tamei. So in this case, Harehu Kaperis. It's just like any produce. Here, he's purchasing an already slaughtered animal. It's just slaughtered meat. That's just like buying fruit. It's ready to eat food. He has to cook it, but other than that, it's considered just food that he purchased. And it's the same thing as purchased produce, which falls into the category of the Machlekes in the previous Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, if purchased produce can be redeemed after it becomes tummy. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it cannot, and then it would have to be buried here. According to the Chachamim, it could still be redeemed.